The struggle isn't real. The clutter is. As boxes of unused items pile up in spare rooms, collecting dust and always weighing on you to organize and clean up, so are the boxes of sadness, resentment, and guilt piled up in the dark corners and recesses of your mind. You may not see them at first because they're tucked away behind doors of busyness and addictions. While clearing the clutter externally is a great place to start, know the same clearing and cleaning process must be done on the inside too. Inner clutter can begin to be cleared by stopping the busyness, not reaching for addictions, and settling into prayer and meditation and learning to feel before thinking. I promise you will not die by sitting with yourself in silence and allowing and loving whatever arises. Welcome back, my friends, to another episode of Undigestible. It's Maya. Here in Undigestible, in this podcast, we're exploring all of the undigestible bits to your full and purposeful life. What is that? What are those pieces between what's stopping you? And there's pain and suffering in that, and there's nothing stopping you. We're just exploring all of the parts that are not you, all of the undigestible bits, the pieces that are hard to digest, hard to peel away in order to become fully you. Because the truth is that you don't have to learn anything and you don't have to become anything. You already are the person, the great person you know that you are. It's just that there's lots of clutter internally and externally that have been placed on top of your truth and what you yearn for most. And I can only say this with love and compassion because I get it. I know this feeling. There is no words for this feeling. Is the what you yearn for most, the truth of who you are, that inner urge to just fully become the best possible version of you, that pain that comes with it is the pain of emergence, of the pain of fully birthing you into the world, because it's not about learning and it's not about it's more skills. It's about unbecoming and peeling back all of the layers of that which you're not, all of the ways that we've learned of this world that keep us in this world, that disconnect us from our truth that is always right underneath the surface. And you feel it. You feel this subtle call all of the time to fully become more of who you really are. And you don't have to go striving for it. We simply have to learn to allow it. And what I'd like to share with you today is the internal cleaning process. Think of it as Marie Kondo part two. She started the beautiful, if you know who Marie Kondo is, Kondo with a K, she started the beautiful movement of the external clearing process, the external decluttering process of the homes. There's a whole movement behind it. And it simply says, keep only that which brings you most joy. And as you're decluttering the outside, it really, truly is this beautiful, it's this beautiful entrance, this beautiful part one into part two of the internal cluttering process. Because as the external becomes decluttered, you're only left with the internal. And the way I like to think of it is that this truth that you know that you are. Allow me to just explore that for just a moment here so I can put many words to it. Because as you know, if you've been here for a while, you know that words hold resistance and we only hear that which is the path of least resistance for us. So you really truly must translate these words oftentimes into your own words of least resistance. And that way you can hear it. You can fully hear your own words, and you can take it in that way. We often, it's kind of like, you know, our greatest self is really just maneuvering us around these rocks. It's this water maneuvering us around these rocks. It knows where all of our resistance points are. And we always, it's what we teach at New Aria Health and Wellness, to always follow that path of least resistance. So What I wish to say to you is this truth. We can put, let's unpack it for a second. There's more words to it here. In my experience, in a couple podcast episodes ago, I believe it was like 31 or 32 with the stages of my life. These three distinct stages were why me, the victim, and then into I am in control. And in the third stage of I control nothing and all is done. And this third phase, so to speak, there was always, I moved into, and I always wanted more for my life. I always knew that there was something greater in me. And I didn't know how to express that. I didn't know how to find that. I didn't know how to birth that. And what I did was go to my external world to find out, how do I do this? How do I do this? This is mind trying to lead me back home to truth. I didn't know what that internal calling was. I didn't understand it, but I know that you feel it within yourself. I know that you feel inside of yourself that you were meant for more, that you were meant for greater. And by no means, it's hard for me to say this to you without having your ego hear it at first, your habitual mind hear it at first. What I'm speaking to is that greater part of you, that deeper truth in you, that greater light in you, that purpose, that my best life part of you. There's so many words for this place here. And oftentimes there's so much undigestible bits. There's so much pain. There's so much suffering in trying. And I say trying because I failed going just mind without surrender and letting go. Is you try to bring this thing out. You try, ironically, you try and birth a life of the heart with your head. And it can't be done that way. And your head will always, always just go and go and go. And there's so many, we can certainly bring science in at any point that you want to, because there's so many reasons that the brain and how the brain operates, keeping us in safety and knownness and a sense of control, is very habitual and primordial in nature. And you go so far beyond that. You are not meant for survival. You are meant for effortless thriving, effortless love and compassion and sharing and giving and innovation and birthing of your own truth. That's what you are meant for. But there's no striving that is necessary on your part. The only reason we strive is because we have cut ourselves off from the flow. Now, enter your own word. We've cut ourselves off from our heart, from God, from love, from compassion, from the tree, from the plant. I don't care, put your word in here, but we've cut ourselves off from the flow, from the great way. And if we've cut ourselves off, it's like we're trying to vacuum a room, a dirty room, with a vacuum that's not plugged into its power source. And we go when we try and plug ourselves into power sources that are not real and true and lasting, to relationships, to food, to busyness, to shopping, to drugs, to we try and find the power source, never really truly, always moving away from being too scared to plug it into the great power source, to the ultimate way. And the internal clearing, the internal decluttering process truly is like, think of it as like this great flow. This great flow, as in, if you could see my hands right now, they're like, it's coming from the sky into me. It's coming from the sky into you. It's coming from someplace into you. And it's this great flow, this great connection to, you could say, oneness to all of us, the great something that moves through each of us, that moves our truth, that moves us, that lovingly places our own unique innate desires in our heart. And it's that oneness that connects all of us. And it's like a clogged pipe. We wish for ourselves more abundance. We wish for ourselves more love. We wish for ourselves a more connected life. And you've heard very often that it is easy for us to give and not receive. And the reason for that is because we just have clogged pipes. We just have the internal clutter. So, inner clutter is what I wish to speak with you more about today. And if you remember many podcast episodes ago, I don't remember which one, but back in, this is nearing the end of 2019. So in 2017, I had the urge, I took a year to clear out my two-bedroom condo and basically sell everything I owned. And then in 2018, what I decided to do was nomad around Arizona while the transition of my business happened. I wished to reach more people with the Nuaria method in terms of our programs, our health and wellness programs, in teaching people how to think differently and really helping them move into the I am in control phase. I control my thoughts and emotions in that empowerment phase. And I nomaded around Arizona vacation rentals as I did that for a year, and then relanded in a little apartment in the beginning of this year in 2019. So I share that with you because I've done the external decluttering process so much so that I sold everything. I got rid of everything, every box, every corner. I lived in two suitcases. I got everything I owned down to two suitcases and put it in my car. And I think I mentioned in one of those previous episodes that there's so much, gosh, I could never put into words to you the liberation that I felt moving from one vacation rental to the next, knowing that everything that I owned was in two suitcases. It was just liberating. It was just freeing. And I certainly, you don't have to do that. That's not what I'm saying to do. You can certainly, like I mentioned, Marie Kondo, you can take a look at her stuff and start tidying up. After 14 years of doing this work, what I know to be true is that oftentimes at Nuaria Health and Wellness, we, many times if someone comes to us for weight loss or a change in their health in some way and diabetes, a cluttered mind always equals a cluttered house, a cluttered environment. If we have a messy mind, we have a messy environment. It holds true 100% of the time after 14 years. So not that I've run any pilot programs or studies around this, but it certainly has stayed true over 14 years of coaching, and myself included. I'm a forever student. What I'm sharing with you now is the internal clutter decluttering process. So as I was building the next phase of my practice, there was, even though I had cleared the external clutter, I didn't clear the internal clutter. And it was, I didn't realize what was happening at the time. And I tell many of our students this as well. But as you clear the external clutter, it's almost like it inflames the internal clutter. Meaning that as you clear the external clutter, you're only left with the internal clutter. It's like the external clutter is piled on top of the internal clutter. So once you start peeling it away, just like addictions and busyness and things like that, once you stop all of that, you're left with yourself. And then it becomes so much more inflamed. And you can't not see them. You can't not deal with them. But in truth, and I wish that someone had been more direct with me about this process and put it in a way that I could understand it, which is what I'm hoping to do for you. However, I know that when the student is ready, the teacher arrives. And so my process was my process, and it was perfect in nature. Although there is no journey here, it is only the ego mind that goes on a journey. There is nothing for us to learn, nothing for us to do, nothing that we need, but our mind is the one who believes that it's on a journey. So as I was moving through one of the internal cluttering processes, it really started because of the end of the I am in control phase. As I mentioned in previous episodes, at the end of the I am in control phase, you move into the I control nothing and all is done. I control nothing and all is done, which requires surrender and letting go. And it is through surrender and letting go that the internal cluttering process begins. At the end of that second phase of the I am in control phase, I can do it, work harder, push harder, do more, busyness, it's exhausting. And that's how you know you're really entering and ready for that third phase. the clearing and the cluttering begins with surrender and letting go. And truly, what you are doing when you are surrendering and letting go is you are surrendering and letting go of the fear that is not real, of all that is not you. That's what you're surrendering and letting go. All that is not you, all of the pieces that have been placed on top of your truth, all of the pieces that have been, that thing, that inner thing that you wish to birth to the world so much, the greatest version of you that you know is there, that thing that pains you to bring out and to birth, all of the stuff that is not you, that stuff in judgment and projections and meaning and morality and conditioning and fear and suffering, all of those pieces that are not you, but you've clung to and you believe are you, that's what you're surrendering and letting go. But because you think you are those things, it becomes very painful, or you experience pain in the internal cluttering process simply because you've forgotten the rightful you, simply because you're associating yourself as the clutter. You're associating yourself as the internal clutter, not as the truth of who you are. And if you believe that you are the internal clutter that you are peeling away and getting rid of, then it will feel like death. When in truth, you are not that clutter. You are simply allowing that which is not you to fall away and to die. So the truth of you, this thing, this inner knowing and calling and purpose and full life that you know is the truth of who you are, it's not anything that you have to do. It's just allowing the internal clutter pieces to fall away. And because you are so used to control, because you are so used to I am in control and controlling it all into place, you will think that you are the pieces falling off, when I promise you, my friend, you are not. That's where some of the death experiences come in. Not right or wrong, good nor bad, but it will feel as though that a part of you is dying. And it's simply because you've associated yourself as this peace for so long, as busyness for so long, as this is my identity for so long. When in truth, it hasn't been you. It's like taking off your shoes and somebody took your shoes away and you thought you were your shoes your whole life. When you take away your shoes and you start walking around, you're afraid to put your feet on the ground because you've always had shoes on. You thought your shoes were a part of you, but now you take your shoes off and you think to yourself, oh my gosh, I can't even put my feet on the ground. This is too scary. It's too terrifying. There's something that's going to eat my toes. And you start going in the grass and all of a sudden you put your toes in the grass and you have this amazing feeling, this feeling that you've always wanted to experience your whole life. And finally, because someone took away your shoes, which you thought was you, and you're fully realizing now that, oh my gosh, I'm not my shoes. And now this grass between my toes and the ground beneath my feet and my body, now you don't want to ever put shoes back on. And now you're telling everyone else, hey, you should take your shoes off. And they're looking at you like you're nuts. You think you are these things, and you're not these things. The inner clutter is that which impedes love's flow. And this, the love's flow, inner clutter is that which impedes love's flow. So this big flow that is coming to you, this big flow that is that you are always a part of, that connects you to everything, that is oneness. It's connecting you to everything and everyone, everywhere, all of the time. And that connection is through love. That connection is truth. And when we cut ourselves off from each other, from love, from truth, from our own truth, even cutting ourselves off, not necessarily from each other, but from ourselves, that's what internal clutter does. It cuts ourselves off from that which we wish to be most, because it's that which we are. And that flow, some of you may know in this world, we say abundance, right? I'm working on my abundance. I want more abundance. Abundance, even if that's in the form of money, as most of us think in terms of abundance, it's not that most of us think, okay, what's the strategy? This is all mind, right? How many more clients do I have to get? And what do I have to do this? And how much, what other jobs can I pick up? And how much do I have to sell in my house in order to reach this amount of money? And I truly believe that time of strategy is also fully dying. That is one piece of you that it is not. Now, I'm not telling you to go not save or do any of these things. Don't misconstrue my words in that way. I'm taking you beyond the world for just a moment in order to allow a new perspective to open up to you that says abundance also becomes more fully aware, fully transparent, fully open to you because you are internally clearing the pipe, the flow of everything to you, from you, and out of you. And it's the internal clutter that gets in the pipes and clogs the pipes. You've got to clear the internal pipes. And by doing that, you can start to receive more and give more, and that flow starts to happen more and more and more. And in that way, abundance will come to you simply because you're doing the internal and external clutter decluttering that's happening. Now, how do we do this? We've talked a lot about what is this internal clutter and that which is impeding its flow, impedes the love's flow. And you can certainly start with the Marie Kondo method. I think that's what she calls it. Certainly start with the external decluttering. That's a fantastic place to start. I could not recommend more highly. Like I said, you don't have to sell everything that you own, but I could not recommend more highly to you cleaning up, clean up. It's, like I said, after 14 years of coaching, it is amazing, amazing the things that happen when people start cleaning their house, their closets, the garage, that drawer that has everything in it, the junk drawer. It's amazing what starts to happen. All the clothes that you're not using, all the shoes that you're not using, things that you're not using in general, start there. Just start with giving it away. And if you feel when you think of something that you're in your house that you're getting rid of and you have not, you've held on to it for so long, but you really haven't used it and you feel this inner attachment to it. You feel this, oh my gosh, I can't get rid of this. I cannot get rid of this. That only means you need to get rid of it more. It took me, in getting rid of everything in my two-bedroom condo after so many years, it took me about, that's why it took a year, because it took me about 5 rounds. I didn't let go of some things until the 5th round. And every time it just got lighter and lighter and lighter. This helps you to practice, this primes you for a practice of non-attachment. It primes you for, it's non-attachment, I believe is more of a Buddhist practice. It's non-attachment, non-grasping. I am not holding on to these things, because the truth is those things aren't even real. They're not the truth of who you are. They may have been the truth of yesterday's. They are just things or remembrances or stuff. It's not your truth. You are this moment. What is wanting to come through, known to you via desire, is in this moment, can only be known to you through a clear mind, through no clutter. Because everything that you are wanting to be, everything that is the truth of who you are, it's wanting to come through this moment, right here and right now. And the only thing in the way is your inability to be right here and be right now, knowing that nothing else truly matters and that nothing else is truly real. So through your external decluttering process, it helps you to get more present. It helps you to get more in the moment with yourself, because it is that very bridge of that external cluttering process that helps you to get more present, that bridges the next step into the internal cluttering process. Because when you're able to get more present right here, right now with yourself, then what will come up in this moment is all of the internal cluttering, that internal clutter that needs the decluttering internally. And what are those things? What are those things? When you're more present with yourself, now certainly, you know, it's, I'm just giving you, you don't have to start with the external clutter. You can certainly start with the internal clutter. Both are going to go away at some point for you. How do you do that? So in heart training is one of my favorite places to be. It is, you can see it on my website at mayanara.com. It is, heart training is the second level of the New Aria method. And so I share that with you because there's a module in heart training that I teach you to recognize all your deviations from peace. All your deviations from peace. So the truth of who you are is peace and contentment and calm and love and truth. That's your truth. That's who you are. You hear every day that you are working so hard to birth in the world, when in actuality, it's an allowing and a surrendering and a letting go process instead of a striving process. And any time that you have deviated from peace, anytime you have deviated from the truth of who you are, then that is an opportunity in that very moment to declutter internally. Anytime that you have deviated from peace, from your truth, that is an opportunity that you have in that moment to declutter internally. Why would we deviate from our peace, from our natural self? In a very simplistic way of saying it, fear, our entire egoic self, our entire habituated mind self that has built a world of its own in the physical world, that tries to create and strive and work hard and fix problems and run you into the ground with exhaustion. That very self is rooted in fear. It believes that fear is its truth. Ego believes fear is its truth. Your heart knows that love is all that is real. So when you deviate from peace, what you know is that you are deviating from your natural self. You are deviating from your heart. You are deviating from the flow and have cut yourself off, moving around, unplugged, trying to clean the house with a vacuum that's not plugged into its power source. That's your gateway. That's your knowing. That's your, hey, something is off here. That's how you know. So you have to have awareness. We have to have awareness around, well, you don't have to do anything. the initial simplest step is knowing that, oh, okay, all right, I have deviated from peace. Peace is not here. Peace seems to be absent. Now, peace is never absent. It is simply layered underneath, there is simply a layer of fear on top. Okay, so it may feel as though peace is absent. Peace is always there. That's another podcast for another day, but peace is always there. Everything is always okay. It always was, and it always will be, and everything is leading you to love always and in always, should you say yes to the way of the heart. And so when I know that I'm in fear, in any single moment, in this present moment, that's when I have the ability to start the internal cluttering or decluttering process. And what happens? What happens in those moments? So we could be judging. Where does judgment come from? Judgment is initially we have meaning. This can be a whole nother podcast in itself. But the truth is that in this world, everything means nothing until we give meaning to it. Everything means nothing until we give meaning to it. And we actually do not know what anything means or what anything is for. We only know that a shoe is a shoe because we've been told that it's a shoe, and now we believe it's a shoe. And so we would see, if someone told me that a chair was a shoe, we would see that as something that's wrong and incorrect, right? It's the same way that we have our ideas about what is right and wrong, good and bad in this world, in terms of, say, our body or money in our bank account or our relationships or the car we drive or the house we live in. This is what we do. This is the way we do things. And there's judgment according to how we believe is right and wrong in this world. So our judgment is born out of the fact that we're putting meaning to it. That if you don't fit into my box of right, then I am going to judge you. Worse yet, I'll judge myself. Judgment externally is only born of internal judgment, which means that it's a projection. Judgment externally, if I judge someone else, the truth is that suffering in that moment happens because instead of judging someone else, the better question is, what am I judging in this person? Well, where is that showing up in me? You've probably heard that good old mirror analogy, that everyone in front of us is really just showing us and as a mirror for what's inside of us. And that judgment process, often meaning leads to judgment, which can often lead to projections. And the only way for its reversal, again, at another podcast episode, is forgiveness. Not in the traditional worldly sense of forgiveness, I am a sinner, none of those things. Forgiveness simply means it corrects wrong perception. Forgiveness simply means it corrects wrong perception, meaning that I have put meaning to something, therefore I am judging it because it's not like one in the same. And if it's inside of me, that's certainly a projection. So forgiveness turns all of this around and it helps to bring us back to peace. We can also, I know that I'm briefly going over all of these for you. I'm sure that we'll put them into next episodes for you. I'm just sharing some of the potential peace deviations. The past, we can bring in the past a lot. We can bring in the past of past experiences, what I said, what I didn't say, what I should have said, or what happened in the past, or something that I keep replaying, or future, trying to plan, trying to control, trying to understand what's my schedule tomorrow and what needs to happen. This is all bringing us away from this moment here and now, and the truth of us that is trying so, I shouldn't say trying so hard, but you get the point. The truth that is emerging in this very moment, it is not trying so hard. It is effortlessly emerging in this moment, but we deviate from this natural emerging process, this allowing process, because of our fear that can come in many forms, because we're putting meaning to something, which ultimately creates morality and conditioning from our sense of conditioning. It creates the ability for us to judge ourselves and judge other people. It creates, if we're thinking in the past or thinking in the future, all of these things deviate us from peace, from this here and now moment where our truth is emerging. And those are all opportunities to steer into the internal clutter. These are all opportunities when you are aware of your deviation from peace. They're opportunities to steer into your inner clutter. And if you've primed yourself and you've decluttered the outside, then you know that there's some discomfort that comes with decluttering the outside, with letting go of some of the outside. You've primed yourself. That's why I said Marie Kondo part two. You've primed yourself for the internal clutter. You're the moment you deviate from peace is you're steering towards your internal clutter. Now, here's what happens is that internal clutter that we have wrongly believed is actually us, that is not our truth. We think we are the internal clutter. All those pieces that are not us, but we think we are them because we've lived many years believing we are them. And they start to break away. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. It's scary. It can be terrifying. It can be not pleasant. It can be, the surrender and letting go process can be scary and terrifying because you're letting go of all the things that you think you have and that have defined you in this world. So in this process of letting go of the internal clutter, you think you are these things. You think you are the relationship. You think you are the job. You think that you are a writer or any of these things. You think you are an artist. And in the beginning, when you're letting go of all of these pieces, if there's certain things that aren't going your way, you're deviating from peace. You're understanding that I've deviated from peace and I'm taking a look and steering into the internal clutter. It doesn't feel very good. It will feel like you're having to, like you're the white flag is a bad thing. Like a surrender process is a bad thing and I'm just giving up and that everything that I ever knew is going to go away and then I'm going to be under the bridge living in a box, right? That's what the ego mind or fear would have you believe when you steer towards the internal clutter, when you steer towards the pain, when you steer towards the suffering, when you steer towards the terror and the fear that ultimately is the beginning of the crumble of the internal clutter. When you steer towards it, it's scary because everything that you thought you are will fall away. And what I'm sharing with you now is that the internal cluttering process will be met with tears. It'll be met with a lot of letting go. It is the very process and the very bridge that takes you into I control nothing and all is done. And when you're in that internal cluttering process, you just let it happen. You see the deviation from peace. You don't try and control it. You let sadness be there. You let the worry be there. You let the fear be there. And you don't run from it. You meet it. If you run from it, you're going to run back to your addictions. And you're going to be forever living a life of striving. You just meet it. When I meet it, I have found in my life that it always comes at the right time. And I don't know what the right time is. Love knows what the right time is. But I'll sit quietly in silence or just with some calming music and place my hands on my heart and just feel it. Just feel the sadness. Just feel the overwhelming fear. Just feel the terror. Just feel everything that you've been running from. And it'll feel like you're going to die and it's scary, but you're not going to die. It's only all the pieces of you that your ego thought you were that's going to die. And what emerges on the other side as you internally clear the clutter, you're clearing the pipes and you're opening yourself up to more receiving. That's what you're doing by internally decluttering is you're opening yourself up to receiving. You're opening yourself up to more abundance. You're opening yourself up to love flowing through you, to you, and out of you for yourself and humanity in this world. You are opening yourself up to the way of the heart instead of the way of the head. You are allowing love to transform the world. And this happiness and joy and purpose and full life that you seek truly, in my experience, is done by opening yourself up to receiving love's way and letting it flow through you and out of you. And that's the purpose that you feel, that emergence that you feel, that strong, deep, burning desire that you feel to be the best you, to be the best version of you. There's no more striving to achieve it, my friend. There's only allowing. There's only the internal decluttering process of allowing all of the stuff you haven't sat with that you've been running from for years. So start externally if you want. And you'll be primed by the not good feelings that will arise or the slight discomforts that will arise from all of the stuff that you're starting to let go externally. You'll know that slight discomfort. So when you meet discomfort as a dear friend internally, you can meet it not with fear, but with love as a friend that you have already met before. And you can welcome it and you can sit with it and you can allow it to be so you can move through instead of running from it more and more into addiction. In the life of fear and ego and mind, and more straight into the arms of love, more into the life that you have wanted for yourself. The only way to is through, with surrender and letting go. So my intention for you today was simply to open your awareness to the internal cluttering process. And you're going to want to fidget. You're going to want to move. You're going to want to not be with it. You're going to want to run from it and go be busy some more and go be controlling some more. I say that with love because I get it, because I've done it too. And sometimes all you can do is just be with it. Just be with yourself. As I said to you in the very last line of the reminder, is that in the silence, I promise you won't die. It'll feel like you're going to die, but you're embracing yourself. You're embracing love, and you're allowing whatever arises to arise. And by doing so, you're allowing the internal decluttering process to declutter itself. You think your job is to take the broom internally and actually scrub the floors. Your job is to simply just watch the broomer or the internal house cleaner clean the house. Your job is to just watch the process and to feel through the process and let whatever emotions arise, arise and move through. You may have to clean externally and be the external broomer, but you're not the internal broomer. You're just the watcher. You're just the allower. And remember through this process that you are not the things that you think you are. You are not the things that are falling away. You are not the stuff that is clogging the pipes internally. You are the truth. You are the love. You are the conduit for the way. You are the empty vessel that love wants to fill completely. How much can you allow that? How much can you fully allow this beautiful conduit, this big pipe? How clean can it get? How much can you open yourself to receiving? How much will you let yourself receive? I love you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day.